I knew talking with her, like as she mentioned today, I don't know if you were in there, but like your gut feeling, I knew instantly when I spoke with her and I was like, yeah, this is the right path for me, because like in this experience, like you don't really know what the hell you're doing. And so I feel like having someone who's actually like part of your process and isn't just going to meet with you once a week and talk to you, like that actually wants you to succeed, like already trying to get you lined up for work and be successful once I'm finished in a couple weeks. And that's how I operate. So already having someone who's part, like does the same kind of thing. And I'm like, that's what I need. And so, cause they also, you don't really know what to look for in a supervisor. They don't tell you these things. Right. And so you're sort of just like,
how did you find her?
My own search.
Just a Google search.
Because I work at my job. A lot of people are licensed. So I reached out to a bunch of them just to see who theirs was, if they know anyone looking for anybody, or also if they know anyone looking to hire people. So I could start that process, because, you know, hopefully something sooner than later. So I started calling people, emailing people, whatever kinds of contacts, and I just started doing my own research, too. Some people responded, some people didn't, some people aren't taking people. So it was just like, it was, yeah, so I called a couple people, some people didn't call back, or if they did, they're not taking people, or I had had a meeting set up with someone and I asked for their best contact information because we were scheduling it via email, never responded back, so I never could call them. And so it was just a process of like cold calling and cold emailing people, which I don't mind. I've done before, even though it's sometimes awkward, but like you're just like, hey, I'm just calling to get information or something, something, whatever. And so,
so you found
by my own search.
Right. Mm-hmm. Life Tree Counseling website.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming you went to the page that talked about supervision programs.
So I was looking at counseling sites, and I was looking at like supervisors and just like looking up like counseling supervisors and stuff. And so I found hers. And one thing for me is that it had the like tab of supervision. I said, oh, thank you. Because trying to find out if one, someone's even a supervisor, it's hard to find because you have to look through all the people. And if they are,
and
you don't even know.
And guess if they stuck a sentence about it on the contact us page.
And if they're even still accepting anyone. So it's like, okay, you're a supervisor, but then how do I contact you? Are you taking anybody, or are you just a supervisor? And I found out some places you have to like work for their actual company. A lot of like program places that do like IOP, PhD.
Yeah.
You have to work for them to get the supervision from them, but I believe it's like free supervision. So that's where it comes into. But so I went to there and I read it and I was like, okay. So then I went to the practice mentors. I clicked on that and read all that. And so I had written her name down and I looked at the site more and I did some more research. And then I had called her, I believe, the next day. And then we played a little phone tag because I was at my internship site. So we were playing phone tag to like meet to have a phone conversation. And then during that phone conversation, it just really went well. She asked me what I was looking for. I asked her what she was looking for. And in that, and then just progressed from there. But that tab on the website definitely helped me, because when you don't really know how to find people, there's not, they say, oh, you can go to your state board and like find like the directory, which you can because it's listed, but you don't know if they're taking anyone there, or it could just,
it's
it hasn't
Excel
been updated.
Yeah. Full of nothing.
Yeah, and you don't really, it tells you what county they're in, but you don't know where in the county they are. I'm in Denton County.
That's my line. That's my speech, you know. You get a spreadsheet that tells you what county they're in, and all of a sudden, you're back to the Google search thing.
So you're already, might as well just keep doing it. It's good to reference it, but I would assume and pray and hope that if someone puts it on their site, there are actually credentialed to supervise, but then again, you never know. So that's a lot of what I did. I literally, since I work at home, thankfully, I'm able to like, I just Googled all day. I was just Googling stuff like counseling supervisors, da 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 da, and just writing a whole bunch of stuff down to like narrow my list, so then I could start reaching out to people and making notes of who I reached out to, if I contacted them.
Was the information on the page helpful or not? What was helpful and what wasn't?
I would say it was a bit daunting for me because it was a lot of information, but it was also because I didn't know what's out there. You don't know any information, so seeing it all, it was like, whoa, that's a lot. But it was also helpful because I was able to read it all and I was like, okay, this makes sense. This is what they do. Like it was very helpful for me to like follow, okay, she's very involved. She's going to be part of the process. Like you're not just like out here on your own. Yes, I have to do stuff on my own, but like, she's with me in the process.
like, a mentor.
Yes, and here's what you do. And for me as a supervisor, and I told her this, like, I want somebody that's not just a supervisor, somebody that's a mentor, someone I can feel vulnerable with, because these situations can be vulnerable. If I need to cry, if I need a vent, I want to feel comfortable. I want an all-encompassing supervisor, somebody that's going to have numerous roles, not just a supervisor. And so being able to see that, and then on the site, there's a diagram of what you guys do and cover, and that was helpful too, even though I don't know what half of it is, you know, but it's like, it's for me, it's very helpful to see, like, okay, this is what they offer, this is what they do, because a lot of sites, or, you know, when you're just emailing people, you have no idea what they offer, what they do.
What you're getting into.
Yeah, and so, and then on top of it, you guys had the thing of, like, potentially questions to ask or, like, topics to cover, which is very helpful because, again,
you don't know what the questions are.
You don't know what you're looking for. Because even in my practicum site, your supervisor is more than likely going to be at the site. And you don't really, you have a choice, but you don't. You get to vet, but you're more vetting for the place you need the hours to get for school. So you're not really getting to pick the supervisor. And so you don't really know the questions to ask.
I hope it worked.
It did. It did. It was very helpful because, like, it was, I was able to go through it and see, like, who she is, what it's offered, blah, 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 all this stuff. And I was, like, it was very much laid out to where I was able to follow it and see what this experience would be like. And I knew that just from reading. Of course, there's more to, you know, talking, engaging, and the whole other process. But at least I have sort of, like, an outline before I make that call, because then it's like, if I'm making all these calls or outreaches to people that are not going to be beneficial, I'm just wasting my time and their time. But you also don't know if they don't give you the outline or the information prior. So it was very helpful because I already had a feeling. I was like, okay, I feel like this would be a good fit. I feel like this would work for me. But you never know until you talk to someone. And as soon as I talked to her, and I was like, yep, I instantly knew. So I was like, yep, this will work.
Thank you for the insights.
Yeah.